Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Longtime Speaker of the Massachusetts House, Robert DeLeo, has made it official. He's resigning, effective tomorrow, and is expected to take a job at his alma mater, Northeastern University. WBUR senior Statehouse reporter Steve Brown joins us to talk about DeLeo's resignation and the transition to his replacement. So, Steve, Robert DeLeo's announcement does not come as much of a surprise, does it?
No, Lisa, not at all. We've been expecting this for almost 2 weeks now. After word that DeLeo was looking to take a job at Northeastern University was prematurely reported by NBC 10's Allison King, DeLeo sent out a letter disclosing that he was, in fact, talking with Northeastern. So we all knew that he was on his way out. He spent last week tossing out a lot of things from his office, and I know that some of my colleagues in the State House Press Corps picked up a few discarded souvenirs in the hallway. The big question over the past dozen days has been, when would DeLeo pull the trigger? The answer is today.
So he will still be in charge when the House meets tomorrow in a full formal session, but not for much longer than that. What's the plan?
Yeah, he remains in the job until 6 o'clock tomorrow night. His office released a schedule today, which in itself is unusual. DeLeo is slated to deliver his farewell address to his colleagues at 3:30 from the House chamber. Members are all urged to participate either in person or remotely. Of course, because of the pandemic, many members have been taking part in sessions from home. Still expect a lot of members to ask to be recognized to say some nice things about their departing speaker.
And how about the man who is going to be replacing DeLeo as Speaker, Ron Mariano? He's a 30-year veteran of the chamber, just as DeLeo is. Tell us about him and how he's similar to DeLeo and different.
Yeah, they both came in 1991 and have been considered close all along. Mariano never let his ambitions get too out of hand, so DeLeo never considered him a threat. Before coming to the legislature, Mariano was actually an elementary school teacher before running for the school committee in Quincy, before he headed over to the House. I'd consider Mariano as being DeLeo's muscle in the chamber for many years, being brought in to make sure that DeLeo had the needed votes among the members to ensure his priorities were passed. He seems well-liked by the members, although I've heard some members criticize him as being an insider's insider.
And we should say he does face a challenge from within his own party. Who's that from?
Yeah, Mattapan Representative Russell Holmes, who's been on the outs with DeLeo and House leadership for a few years now. He says he will be a candidate for Speaker. He doesn't have the support needed to succeed, and even he concedes that. But he feels that he has to offer himself up as an alternative to a long string of white male speakers.
So another question, why a passing of the baton now, given that the new legislative session is starting January 6th? Why not wait until then?
Yeah, Mariano will get to put his stake in the ground now. There are a dozen or so new members coming in next Wednesday. You never know what will happen. So it's better for Mariano to be running as the incumbent speaker than to start anew in the new session. Now, a similar transition took place a couple of years ago over in the Senate when Karen Spilka became Senate president. With just a few days left in formal sessions, it sets the table early for the incoming leader.
Thank you very much, WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.